Now, how to deal with... No, I'm saving sex for last, so everybody will listen to the rest of it. And I may not even talk about it today. If my voice, as you may tell, could give out at any moment. And, well, as some of you know, I live in a small community here in Northern California. And there are many fantastic things about living in a small community. And one of the things that's great about living in such a small community is that there's no way to hide from your points of view. There's no way to hide from your points of view. If you don't like your next door neighbor, you can't just move away to another part of town thinking you'll never see them again, because the town is so small. You will see them again forever. In fact, after you move, you'll probably see them more often than you did when you were living next door. And so, but living in a small community, you get to know a lot of people very well and really be able to see not only your own points of view, but the points of view of other people as well. And so for someone who's gaining confidence and awareness, living in a small community can be a great teacher. And it's also a very great source of just seeing compassion appear in relation to the suffering of people everywhere. There have been all kinds of things I've seen go on in this community since I moved here about 20 years ago. And one of the things I can guarantee you is that no one knows what will happen next. And we get to see everything up close and personal here, birth, life, death, and everything in between. And to come to total peace with everything in one's circumstance is incredibly amazing. It's really, really incredible. Now, once in a while, there are people we have to deal with on a daily basis, including in this small town, who really are bona fide. In other words, they're over the edge, and maybe they're really malicious and hateful in one way, or maybe they've pointed you out as one of their enemies, and they're going to get you no matter what happens, or whatever it is. Well, when you live in a small town, you just have to deal with it. You just have to handle it. Whatever comes up from that person, whatever it is, you just have to handle it in the best way you can at any given moment. And so you see, by the power of awareness, that allows one to be completely confident and at peace rather than in reaction to what's going on. So it allows a true responsiveness and a balanced view rather than just jumping into the fray and getting involved in some kind of emotional mess, exacerbating emotional disturbance in someone else by heightening or escalating one's own emotional disturbance. And so that's really good. And one of the things I've noticed, too, is that in order for people to be able to rest as awareness, they have to want to do it. Wouldn't you all agree? There's no way to rest as awareness without wanting to do it. It's absolutely impossible. And so, even though there are many people who are suffering greatly and even may do things that are hurtful and harmful to any particular person, within the community, then it's clear that they have a solution. They have a solution in resting as awareness. They have a solution in gaining confidence and awareness. But if they don't accept that solution, there's nothing that can be done. There really isn't anything that can be done. Because to try to mediate or engage in some other kind of conflict resolution with such a person is almost impossible. And so, living in a small town, one really gets to see the depth of the suffering in people. Yeah. Very much. We've seen a lot of that, haven't we? The basic state has one intent only, and that is the basic state. That's it. There isn't anything else going on. Whether you call it sex or whatever it is, it's just that when we take something to be something, when we take sex to be a special thing that can somehow solve our problems or make us feel better, then it's an antidote. Just like with any other point of view, whether it's money or food or work or relationships or having fun, being entertained or whatever it might be. And it's important to be very, very clear about this. There isn't any point of view whatsoever that can make you feel good. It's impossible. If you think a point of view has made you feel good, it's only because you've applied a feel-good point of view to some other point of view. Do you see what I'm saying? It's not because the point of view really makes you feel good. It's impossible for a point of view to make you feel good because it hasn't an independent nature. It doesn't have any kind of nature of its own. So there's nothing in it that can make you feel good or bad. You can be totally miserable with your health or anything else and still experience timeless freedom in relation to everything that's appearing. And this is a very urgent training for yourself, because you will face times when you're miserable in one way or another, even if you might not feel that way today or think it can never happen to you. And so to train in the timeless freedom of awareness guarantees that when these unexpected states come up, then you're going to be okay. What could be better than that, huh? It guarantees that you don't have to run after antidotes in the situation. Now that's very important. You're just totally relying on awareness at that point without even trying to do so. Awareness is just blazo. Awareness is just blazo. Everything rests in the basic state that there's absolutely nothing to be done. So there aren't any antidotes to reach for. You just take life as it comes in that circumstance. Now, there are many examples of people who have gained confidence and awareness to the degree that there's no trying, there's no effort. And all of these people that I know or have known report the same thing, and that is that in their times of greatest adversity, whether it be war, famine, illness, bank failures, losing all their money and relatives or friends or whatever it might be, all it did was increase their confidence and awareness. And so you see, when we rely on the experience of people who have come before us, we can see that that is probably going to be the case for us. In fact, it definitely will be if we make the commitment to awareness. Now, in my own life, I've seen that as well. You know, there are a lot of detours to take no matter what appears. However, if the commitment is to awareness, then there aren't any detours. Awareness is greatly comforting. It is so greatly comforting. It provides a comfort and a relief that is like nothing else. It's like nothing else whatsoever. And so to rely on that is very self-reinforcing. It's self-reinforcing because once you start to rely on that, it's clear that that's much better than anything else you've got going for you. And so you're much more likely to rely on awareness, right? Yeah. It's a lot easier to do that with the support of a community and a teacher and a teaching. It's not only is it easier, it's also a lot more fun too. It's really nice. If you really commit to yourself in this way, then in no time, awareness will just be so clear to you, and it will also be clear to you that awareness has been clear to you all along, but that you just didn't notice it for a while. Have you ever seen an electrocardiogram or any kind of graph like that where there's the flat line, and you don't want the flat line in an electrocardiogram usually. You're looking for some activity there. But not too much activity. So there's just the right amount of activity. And the space in which all that occurs, all that activity, is just... it's the basic state, you know. There isn't, it's the dynamic energy of that state. It's not something in itself. So there's nothing to get vexed about when you have any kind of thoughts, emotions, sensations, or experiences, whatever they are. Just rely on the basic state. Now, initially, when you're gaining confidence in awareness, what you see is that it's really important to not get distracted by points of view. But the more confident you become in awareness, the less you need to not be distracted by points of view. The more confident you become in awareness, the more it's clear that awareness is present in all those points of view and is inseparable from them. So you see, what initially you're watching out for, later you're not watching out for at all, because it doesn't matter. And so you see, with negative states in particular, it's really important to see this. Initially, it's important to not be distracted by the negative states and go off and do a story about it. In other words, perpetuate the proliferation of the negative state by being all wrapped up in describing it. However, later on, you could have the same negative state appear in full force, and you'd be totally free from that state. And so you see, this is the difference. And one, you're tempted to go into a story, and you actually have to rest as awareness and attempt not to do that, just in order to ground yourself in awareness, to begin to gain confidence in awareness. But later on, you don't have a distraction by any of the calamities of life or the great pleasures of life, even though you enjoy everything more. You enjoy everything more by not needing any of it for your enjoyment. And so this is absolutely key. It's what really works. So if you're looking for entertainment, the ultimate entertainment is in awareness. It really is the ultimate entertainment. Because from there, you're You're totally free to be anywhere, in any situation, with anyone. Doesn't matter. You know what to do and how to act.